Our theme for the year, the whole year is Your Kingdom Come. Yan. Sabi mo nga, Your Kingdom Come. Kasi we believe that 2017 is gonna be the year of kingly anointing. Amen? Ano ibig sabihin ng kingly anointing? Huh? You will rise up. You will reign. You will be promoted. No? You will prevail over every circumstance. You will overcome. Because Jesus is the King and you are His follower. Tama ba? So we have that anointing also. So ibig sabihin ito, magtatagumpay tayo ngayon taon na ito. Amen. Amen. Sa pangmalakas sa palakpak sa ating Panginoon. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Okay, manalangin po tayo. Let's pray. Lord, what a day. What a way to start the new year at your presence. What a way, Lord God, to begin this exciting journey with you. Salamat po, Panginoon, because this house is filled with people who are longing for more of you in their lives. Kaya fill us right now, Lord. Satisfy our deepest longings. And meet us, Lord God, in a very intimate and personal way today. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, please be seated in the presence of God. So since our theme for the whole year is Your Kingdom Come, we have two things, no? I want us to focus on two things. Dalawang bagay po, no? So that we can somehow, no, make the most of this year. Dalawang bagay po. Number one, tatandaan niyo po itong dalawang bagay na ito. Number one is abiding with the King. Okay? Abiding with the King. Sabi nga ninyo, abiding with the King. Dito po, abiding with the King. Dito naman po, abiding with the King. Anong ibig sabihin nun, ano? Abiding with the King meaning we get close to the owner of the kingdom, to the one who rules. He is the King. So the most important thing is intimacy with the King. Yun po yung number one. Huwag natin kakalimutan ito. Kasi baliwala ang kaharian kung wala ang hari. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Meron pong dalawang lalaki naglaro ng chess. First time nilang maglaro ng chess. No? Wala po silang kaalam-alam kung paanong lalaroin ng chess. Pero kinuha nila po yung mga pyesa, inilagay po doon, at habang sila'y nalingat, meron pong isang kaibigan sila na alam kasing hindi marunong mag-chess, no? Nung nalingat yung dalawa, kinuha po yung hari. So itong dalawang ito ay naglaro ng chess without the King. And they couldn't quite figure out, no, what's the sense, no, of playing chess without the King. Bakit ka nga maglalaro ng chess kung wala ka naman po proteksyon na hari at kaharian? So, we will be focusing on the King Himself. Amen? Pangalawang bagay po na ating tututukan ngayong taon na ito is advancing His Kingdom. Sabihin natin, advancing His Kingdom. Oo, yun po yun. So, hindi lamang intimacy with the King yung palaliman ng ating relasyon sa Panginoon, kundi pangalawa po ay yung katuwang tayo ng Panginoon sa pagpapalaganap ng kanyang paghahari sa mundo. Kaya this is gonna be an exciting year, no? Because God will promote you and God will position you strategically. God will put you in places, in positions, no? For a reason. God will bring you to places for a reason. God will bring you to positions in the company or in organizations for a reason. Why? Because you have the anointing of the King. And this year, you will advance His kingdom. Amen ba? Amen. Come on, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. So, for a start, simulan natin ang taon na ito, ang unang Sunday ng taong ito, January 1, 2017, ng isang talata sa Biblia. Now, I want you to take your Bibles with you. This year, this January po, ini-encourage po namin na ang lahat po ng mga kapatiran natin, lahat ng mga disciples, will bring your physical Bible to church. Amen? Sino po may dala-dala ang mga physical Bible? Ayan, pakita sa kamay. Yan, yan po ang mga magagandang lalaki at mga magagandang babae sa paningin ng Diyos. Yan. Yung walang dalang Bible, pakitaas mong kamay. Yan po, mga pangit. Joke, kidding aside. No, bakit, bakit maganda ka kapag may dala kang Biblia? Kasi yun hong Biblia ang nagpapaganda ng buhay mo. Amen? Ang Biblia, ang salita ng Diyos ang nag-aayos ang lahat sa buhay mo. Kaya you open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And we'll be talking about the most important thing in your life for this year. Amen? I hope that this verse will really guide you this whole year. Sabi po dito, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously and He will give you everything you need. Sa ibang version, English Standard Version, siguro basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go? But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Are you familiar with this verse? Di ba, isang sa napakagandang pangako ng Panginoon ito, you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sabi mo nga first. Okay. Sino gusto dito maging first? We all want to be first. Pero ang sabi dito, ilagay mo sa tamang perspective. It has to be the kingdom first. And nung sinabi ni Jesus ito, at naisulat ni Matthew, Jesus was not really thinking about first in sequence. Na ako yung una, and then bahala ka na sa pangalawa. No, Jesus was not really thinking about pag gumising ka ng umaga, alas 5 hanggang alas 6, time ko yon. Mula alas 6 hanggang gabi, bahala ka na sa buhay mo. That's a sequential thinking. This is not a priority statement. This is a purpose statement. We'll be talking about your purpose. Yung ikaw mismo, what were you meant to do and what were you created to be? First here means you. As a child of God, ano ang concern mo? Anong value mo? Anong pinakamahalaga sa'yo bilang anak ng Panginoon? Kaya sabi dito, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. All these things. Ilang bagay daw? Ilan yung all? Lahat. All these things will be added unto you. Now, himay-himay natin lang itong mga salita na ito ng Panginoong Jesus. Actually, it was Jesus Himself who said this. Okay? Bakit ba natin kailangang unahin o hanapin ang kaharian ng Panginoon? Okay? Why do we need to seek the kingdom first? Number one, because it is an honorable invitation. We seek the kingdom of God because we were invited to do so. We seek the kingdom of God because He wants us. He longs for us. He wants us to find Him. Mula po nung si Adan sa kasi Eva, tumalikod sa Diyos, no? Tumalikod sa Diyos, at pinili ang kanilang sariling buhay at sa kanilang sariling landas. Ever since that day, no, God wanted to be found by you. God wanted to be sought by you. Hindi dahil kailangan niya, kundi dahil gusto niya. In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13, ang sabi po dito, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord. At hindi lang yun, sabi ng Lord, I will restore, sabi mo restore. I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you. You will seek me and you will find me. Kaya lang, ang sabi dito, when you seek me with all your heart. Hindi yung parang naghahanap ka lang ng nawalang gamit. Kundi hinahanap mo talaga ng buong puso ang Panginoon. Okay. Ang sarap lang nung makasama kang maanyayahan. No? When there are gatherings and the mayor of the town wanted your presence in that place. Ang sarap lang nung pakiramdam na maalala ka ng gobernador, di ba? At sabihin na, on this special occasion, I want you to grace the occasion. What an honor that will be. Or when the President of the Philippines invites you to Malacanang. Diba? Ang sarap lang nung pakiramdam na I want to be your friend. Isn't that mind-boggling? No? That the Creator of the universe, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, would want to have fellowship with you. Isn't that mind-boggling? No? Na gusto niya makipagkaibigan sa iyo. Ang hari ng mga hari at Panginoon ng mga Panginoon. Gusto niya makipag-chat sa iyo. So, this is an invitation that you will not let this pass. Noon nga lang kaming inimbitahan na sabi, darating ang Pangulo ng Pilipinas noong panahon na yon, si GMA, sa Kapitolyo ng Bulacan, Malolos. Piling-pili lamang po yung leader ng mga pastor na nandoon sa lugar kung saan kasama ang gobernador. Darating po yung Pangulo ng Pilipinas, alas 10 ng umaga, alas 7 pa lang nandoon na kami. We were so excited. Sinuot ko po yung pinakamaganda kong barong, yung may biyak sa likod. Yung pinakamaganda kong barong. Si Pastor Rasitas, ganun din, yung pinakamaganda niyang Pilipiniana. No? So talagang todo bihis po kami. Why? Because we will be meeting personally, face to face, with none other than the President of the Philippines. So what a joy that was we had when we had the personal encounter with the President. We talked about Bulacan concerns, no? Pero hindi po namin makakalimutan yun that we were given the privilege, no, to meet the President face to face. How I wish, no, we can also have that opportunity to meet the President, the current President, Duterte. Amen? Amen po ba? Pero walang tatalo, mga kapatid, sa presensya ng Panginoon. Amen? Amen ba? Yung alam mo ng hari na mga hari. Kaya nga, alam nyo, kaya lagi sinasabi, unahin mo ang kaharian ng Diyos. Kasi throughout all history, kita po natin how governments fail, how kingdoms fall. Mga kaharian, nagbagsakan. Mga pangulo na mga umupo at umalis. Mga pinuno na nakaka-disappoint. No? We are longing for a kingdom that never ends. Amen ba? We're looking forward to a kingdom that is full of power and authority and filled with glory. Nakakasawa man, nakakaumay na rin na makakita ka ng papalit-palit na mga pinuno ng bansa, no? At pagkatapos noon ay parang wala namang ding nangyari sa ating bansa. Why? Kasi pinananabik tayo ng Panginoon sa paparating na paghahari niya. There are no perfect governments. Not even democracy or monarchy or communism. No perfect government. Why? Because a kingdom, the kingdom is to be, a kingdom is to be established. A kingdom of peace. A kingdom of holiness and righteousness. And this is the kingdom of Jesus. Amen ba? And we praise God because we're part of that kingdom. Amen? Amen ba? That when He returns, He will reign. At ang sabi, lahat ng tagasunod niya will reign with Him. May pinagtatawan-tawanan tayo ngayon dito. Binibiru-biru ka, born against, mga ganyan. Burn again, no?
mga siraulo, mga ganun, mga born again. Pero pinagtatawanan-tawanan tayo dito, pero isang araw, magugulat sila. Kasi pagdating ng Panginoon, kasama ka doon sa entourage. Binubuli-buli ka, minamali-maliit ka. Pero pagdating ng Panginoong Jesus, kasama ka doon sa kanyang pag-ahari. At hindi lang kasama ka sa entourage, you will reign with Him. Kaya it's an invitation that you cannot afford to say no. It's an invitation, no? Seek the kingdom. Make the kingdom your priority. Amen? Amen ba? Okay. Pangalawang bagay is this. It's about heartfelt intimacy. It's about heartfelt intimacy. Nung sinabi ng Panginoon na seek first the kingdom, hindi dahil sa wala kasi siyang tagatangkilik. Hindi dahil kasi kulang na yung mga fans niya. Para lang patunayan sa buong mundo na siya ay karapat-dapat sundan. No? To prove to the world that he's worth following. His desire for intimacy is not born out of need or insecurity. God is never insecure. It's more because we need Him rather than He needs us. Kaya yung invitation niya, hindi dahil sa para lang, kawawa naman ako, walang sumusunod sa akin, dinededma ako ng mga tao, sumunod ka naman sa akin, parang awa mo na. No, actually, yung invitation na yon, hindi para sa kanya, kundi para sa atin. Amen ba? Amen ba? It's call for an intimate relationship with the Lord. Intimacy with God is the key to blessings. Amen? Do you believe that? Ulitin ko, true or false? Intimacy with God is the key to blessings. Alam mo kung iisipin mo yung salitang yon, intimacy with God is the key to blessing. Eh, sa totoo lang, may katotohanan din yung salitang yon. Pero sabi ni Edmond Chan, intimacy with God is often taught as the key to blessing. Undoubtedly, intimacy with God results in blessings. Totoo naman yun, that's undeniable. So what can possibly be wrong with this teaching na intimacy with God is the key to blessing? Nothing's apparently wrong with it. But there's something wrong with it. It's inadequate. Intimacy is not the key to blessing. It is the blessing. Patuloy pa ni Edmond Chan, if we think that intimacy with God is the key to blessing, we as fallen pragmatics might harbor the wrong motives for intimacy with God. We might ask, now what? Parang, ano yan eh, kaya ka nakikipag matalik na kaibigan sa Panginoon sapagkat iniisip mo, what's in it for me? Diba? So, lalapit ako sa Panginoon, magiging close ako sa Kanya. Why? Kasi may blessing. Diba? May blessing. Diba? Bibless ako ni Lord pagka ako close sa Kanya. So, kapag ka ikaw, typical negosyante, ang iniisip mo, kikita kaya ako pag ako lumapit sa Panginoon? Pabor ba sa akin pag lumapit ako sa Panginoon? May mapapala ba ako dito? Mag-google ako ng panahon para makilala ko siya. Ano naman ang mapapala ko? Sa salitang kanto, ano bang mahihita ko riyan? So it becomes a utilitarian approach to relationship with God. Na kaya mo siya kinakausap, kaya ka nakikipag matalik na relasyon sa kanya ay sapagkat meron kang gusto makuha. Kapag ka ganyan ang pananaw natin, no, maraming tao nagagalit. Alam mo kung bakit? Tanong niyo ko bakit? Kasi sasabihin niya, I have done so much. How could God do this to me? I have given so much. How could He let this happen? Why? Kasi nga, utilitarian. Yung kaya lang lumalapit, kasi may blessing. Pero ang sabi, intimacy with God is not the key to blessing, but it is the blessing. Patuloy pa ni Edmond Chan, sabi niya dito, okay, sa statement niya. We ask for the promised blessing, ano? Without realizing intimacy itself is the blessing. God lovingly invites us to this profound blessing. He longs for intimacy with us. Not that we might be blessed through it, but rather that we might discover the ultimate blessing in it. It's not a means to get something. Kaya nga nung sinabing, seek first the kingdom of God. We seek first the king, not the kingdom. Secondary na lang yung kingdom, but we seek first the king. Why? Because He is the end, not the means. Amen ba? Hindi mo ginagamit ang Diyos para makuha mong yung gusto. Tama? Kundi lumalapit ka sa Panginoon dahil Siya ay Siya. Merong isang magandang kinakanta ang kami eh, galing Nueva Ecija yata yung song na yun. Ganda yung song na yun. Sabi doon, bakit nga ba pinupuri kita? Bakit nga ba sinasamba ka? Bakit nga ba pinaglilingkuran? Bakit pinasasalamatan? Nais kong ibigin ka. Hindi dahil sa pagpapala. Nais kong ibigin ka. Hindi dahil sa himala. Nais kong ibigin ka. Dahil sa ikaw ay ikaw. Mahal kita. O Diyos, walang iba. Are you able to say that, Lord? Hindi kita binamahal dahil may pagpapala o humihingi ako ng himala o dahil sa meron akong makukuha. Ako'y lumalapit sa iyo dahil mahal kita dahil ikaw ay ikaw. Amen ba? Amen ba? Praise God. Sabi po ng Westminster Catechism, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. That's the chief end. Yan ang ultimate purpose ng buhay mo. To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. We were made for Him. Pangatlo, una, nakita natin, it is an honorable invitation to seek the kingdom, seek the king. Pangalawa, it is an opportunity, no? It, for a heartfelt intimacy, no? It is a door for a heartfelt intimacy. Pangatlo, it brings forth heavy weight. Sabi mo nga, heavy weight. Heavy weight impartation. Dito na ho yung blessing. Pero ito, secondary. No? Sabi nga, undeniably, talagang ibe-bless ka naman talaga pagka lumapit ka sa Panginoon. Kaya lang, hindi ito yung unang hinahanap natin ba tayo lumalapit sa Kanya. Pero sabi dito is this, all these things will be added to you as well. No? Sabihin mo nga, all these things. Sabi, all these things. Ano ba yung all these things? Ano ba yung antecedent niya? Referring to what ba yung these things na ito? Ito yung these things na binanggit doon sa mga naunang mga talata. Kung babasahin po ninyo yung mga naunang talata sa Matthew chapter 6, no? Anong sabi dito? Verse 28. And why worry about your clothing? Diba? Sabi dito. Why worry? Verse 25. I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you more valuable than him that to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things. Yun na yun. Yung these things na yun, yun yung mga winoworry mo. Ano yung mga these things na yun? What we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Tsaka po binitawan yung seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. So ano daw yung all these things? These are the things that, you know, that the unbelievers, the people of the world are running after. Ito yung mga hinahabol na mga tao. Ito yung mga pinag-iipunan ng mga tao. Yung halimbawa sa pangkaraniwang mga tao, anong kakainin namin, anong ibibihis ko, anong iinumin, saan kami titira. Sa mga medyo pinalad naman ng mga tao, ang mga iniisip, anong bahay ang bibiling ko, anong sasakyan, saan ako magta-travel, anong mga ipopost ko sa FB, para naman ako para mainggit yung aking mga kaibigan, ako'y nakarating dito, nagawa ko ito. No? Sometimes we're worried about so many things in life. Pero anong sabi ng Panginoon? These things I will add. Sabi mo nga, add. Alam mo kung ano yung add? Add on. These are just add-ons. Kayo ba'y nag-drive-through na sa McDonald's? At ang in-order ninyo ay doon sa may orderan. Ang tawag mo doon? Pa-order nga po ng ketchup, mayonnaise, saka mustard. Meron bang umorder ng ganon? Pakidagdagan po ng asin. Tsaka sugar. Wala kang in-order na burger. Wala kang in-order na chicken. Wala kang in-order na meal. But you're after the add-ons. Lahat ng mga bagay na hinahanap mo, these are only add-ons. Yung isang matagal na ho, siguro mga 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, no, yung isang member po sa church, yan nagkaroon ng sasakyan. At kasama ng sasakyan, pasunod, cellphone. Hindi pa uso cellphone noon. May pasunod na cellphone. Ang pangarap ko lang, magka-cellphone. Ni hindi ko pinangarap magkaroon ng sasakyan. Kasi kumbaga parang ganun lang ang gusto. Marami mga tao, we are so concerned about the little things in life. Pero ano sabi ng Panginoon, why worry? Kaya ko naman i-provide lahat ng iyong mga pangangailangan. Kaya lang, you're missing the most important thing. Our generation is a generation that seeks thrill and adventure. This generation, parang alam mo, pagka sumunod ka sa uso, no? Hindi sasabihin sa'yo, nana, well done eh. Kundi sasabihin sa'yo, more. Dito sa mundong ito, pag meron kang naranasan, tumalong ka sa falls. Hindi sabihin sa'yo, well done. Ang sabihin sa'yo, more. Tumalong ka ng 10 feet. 15, kaya mo? More. Tumalong ka ng 15. Hindi sabihin sa'yo, well done. Ang sasabihin sa'yo, more. Kasi ang mundong ito, laging sinasabi, kulang pa, dagdagan mo pa, dagdagan mo pa. Ang laging hinahanap ng mundo, add-ons, dagdag, dagdag, dagdag. Kaya kung nakapag-travel ka na sa ibang bahagi ng Pilipinas, more! Hindi sinasabing well done. Ang sasabihin sa'yo, more, you have to travel abroad. Kung meron ka ng bisikleta, ang sasabihin ng well done, ang sabihin sa'yo, motor, ang kailangan mo, motor. Pag may motor ka naman, hindi sabihin sa'yo, good, may motor ka na, hindi sabihin sa'yo, kotse, ang kailangan mo, kotse. Pag may kotse ka na, at dinadrive mo na yung kotse, may lumampas sa'yo na SUV, ang sinasabi ng puso mo, hindi well done. SUV, SUV, SUV. Bakit? Ang mundong ito, laging more. Walang katapusan. Walang katapusan. Kaya ang iyong utang, wala rin katapusan. Ang iyong mga alalahanin, walang hanggan. Ang iyong mga bayarin, wagas. Why? Because we're so focused on the add-ons. Anong sikreto dito, mga kapatid? Ang sikreto ganito. Seek first the King and His kingdom and His righteousness. At ang sabi po, and all these things will be added. All these things will be added. Alam mo, hindi pala KJ ang Panginoon eh. Hindi naman niya sasabihin sa'yo na masamang mag-white wild river rafting. Masama yun. Hindi niya sasabihin ganun. Masamang rappelling, zipline, masamang. Hindi sinasabing masama yun. You can also enjoy that. You can do whatever thing that you want to do, no? Seeking thrill. But, never neglect the most important thing. And that is the King and His kingdom. Unahin mo daw yung King at ang kanyang kaharian. And you will get to enjoy also the good things in life. Amen ba? Amen ba, mga kapatid? Noon ho nagpastor ako, wala akong kilalang mayamang pastor. Puro mahihira po yung pastor na kilala ko. Kaya alam ko ho, pag ako'y tumandang pastor, ako'y magdurusa. Handa na ho ako sa pagdurusa. Handa na ako makapag-asawa ng pangit na babae. Handa na akong magkaroon ng anak ng mga pangit. Kasi iniisip ko, sakripisyong magpastor. Pero hindi pala. Pagka pala naglingkod ka sa Panginoon, ang ibibigay sa'yo, maganda! Akala ko habang buhay ako mangungupahan. Imagine may sarili akong bahay. Akala ko habang buhay ako maglalakad, magkukumute. At ang aming garahe ay sampayan na lang. Pero yun pala, meron palang katuparan ng mga pangarap. Amen ba? Basta unahin mo lang ang Panginoon. Amen? Lahat ng bagay na kailangan mo, ipagkakaloob niya. Ang problema lang, pag yun ang inuna mo, malaki problema mo. Sabi dito, yung mga non-believer, hinahabol yun. Hinahabol yung blessing. Pero yung blessing, mailap sa non-believer. Kaya nga hinahabol eh. Pero ang sabi naman dito, kapag inuna mo ang Panginoon, ikaw naman ang ahabulin ng blessing. Amen ba? Yes. Ang tindi nun, di ba? Ano gusto mo? Ikaw ang humahabol? O ikaw ang hinahabol? Ano gusto mo? Anong pakiramdaman mo ang buhay mo, kapatid? Buong buhay mo, ano bang ginagawa mo? Ikaw ba ang naghahabol? Habol ka ng habol sa mister mo. Kung saan-saan sumusuot, kung saan-saan nakakarating. No? Habol ka ng habol sa boyfriend mo. Eh kapag habol ka ng habol, habol ka ng habol, palayo ng palayo yun. Huwag mo habulin. Si Lord ang habulin mo. At yung boyfriend mo, hahabulin ka. Amen ba? Yung asawa mo, hahabulin ka. Eh pag inuna mo yung mga bagay sa mundo, lalayo sa'yo eh. Panggigilan mo yung bahay at lupa, mailap eh. Panggigilan mo yung sasakyan, mailap. Panggigilan mo yung mga pangarap mo, mailap eh. Bakit mailap? Mali eh. Mali ang priority mo eh. Inuuna mo yung board, inuuna mo yung visa, inuuna mo yung trabaho, kaya mailap. Unahin mo ang Panginoon. Amen? Kaya nga nakatutuwa, kasi nandito tayo lahat ngayon, inuna natin ang Panginoon sa taon na ito. Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, congratulations. Heavyweight ang blessing mo. Para kanino kaya yon? Heavyweight ang impartation sa'yo, kapatid. Kaya lang, you put first things first. You put God first. Hindi dahil may gusto kang blessing, kundi you put God first because He deserves it. And you want it. And then the blessings will follow. Kahit nga hindi mo nahingin, the blessings will follow. That's how good God is. Amen? Kaya huwag ka naghahabol. Kawawa ka naman. Habol ka ng habol. Hayaan mong habulin ka ng pagpapala habang inuuna mo ang Panginoon sa iyong buhay. Amen? I'd like to show a video clip. Supposedly, nung Sunday pa to eh. But, nung Pasko. But I want to show this to you. Gusto ko lang makita ninyo how children value things and people. Okay? And hopefully, we can learn from this. How we value the most important things ba? Or important values in life. No? Let's take a look at this.
This year for Christmas, what are you hoping to get?
A computer. Big, giant Barbie house.
A trophy case.
Xbox 360.
Minecraft Legos.
What do you think your mom or dad want for Christmas?
My mom would probably want a ring. She's never really had a ring.
Jewelry. She loves jewelry.
A new TV.
My watches.
So, we actually did buy an Xbox 360.
What in the world? What is this?
Okay, you really got this for me?
A new laptop.
Wow. And
it's a necklace.
So we also bought a necklace because you said you also wanted to get a necklace for your mom or your auntie. The catch is that you can either get a gift for yourself,
huh?
Or you can pick a gift for your mom and dad. I need you to pick one. Now before you answer, oh, I bet that's hard. Is that a really hard question?
Mm-hmm.
What gift do you pick?
I choose this.
I gotta go with the ring.
What gift do you pick?
That one.
That one.
That dress.
I'll choose this for my mom.
I'll choose this one.
It's a really tough question.
I'll give him this.
You already know? Tell me why.
Because Legos don't matter. Lego, your family matters. Not Legos, not toys, your family. So, it's either family or Legos, and I choose family.
I get gifts every year from my family, and my mom don't get anything.
If I get a laptop, my mom will get something. She helps me when I'm sick.
She helps me with my homework. She gave me a house to live in.
They look out for me and do stuff for me, so I need to give back to them.
Now I have the opportunity to give them something.
Because you actually picked the gift for your family, you're actually going to go home with both. Tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling really happy and thankful.
Just happy. Thankful.
For your family? For what?
My family, everything.
He did make his decision, actually. And he picked the Pandora charms.
Thanks, guys.
Amen. So give up the gift for others. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, sa totoo lang, it will reveal our values and our priorities in life. How we look at things and how we value people. Diba? Use things, love people. Not the other way around. Not love things and use people. Amen? Okay. Panghuli, okay, it is our holy identity. It is our holy identity. When God says, when Jesus said, seek first, so you become a seeker. Sabi mo nga, I am a seeker. Diba? When you seek first. Now let me tell you something. Who you are determines what you seek. Who you are determines what you seek. Noon hong magkasama kami ni Pastor Ray Isaac, siya ho'y may asawa na. Ako'y binata. Nasa isang sasakyan kami na hiniram namin, owner type jeep. So ako nagda-drive ng owner na sasakyan, nasa tabi ko siya, may dumaan pong kotse. Yun hong driver, magandang babae. Sabi ni Pastor Ray, ang ganda ng kotse. Sabi ko, ang ganda ng babae. Magkaiba kami ng hinahanap. No? Binata po ako nun. Pero, di ba, what you seek, kung ano yung laging nakikita ng mata mo, no, it somehow reveals who you are. Kasi binata ako, naghahanap ako ng mapapangasawa ko. Si Pastor Ray naman, may asawa na, so ang hinahanap niya, sasakyan. Kasi kami, nangihiram lang kami ng sasakyan. So pagka binata ka, ang mata mo nakatingin sa, normally, ladies, prospective lifetime partner. Pagka naman ikaw ay may asawa na, no? Pag pumunta ka ng department store, naiiba eh. Di ba? Dati, ang kwarto ninyo ay amoy pabango. No? Nung first year, pabango. Pero nung second year na, amoy diaper na. Amoy gatas na panis. No? So pag pupunta ka ng mall, ang pinupuntahan mo sa SM, third floor, kung saan nandun yung mga crib, nandun yung mga diaper, naiiba yung tinahanap mo. Tama ba? Kasi now you're no longer a single guy. You're not even in the honeymoon period, but you're a father. Pagka naman matagal ka na nangungupahan, pagka nagbibiyahe ka, ang lagi mong natatanaw, mga bahay. Tama ba? Because it reveals who you are and what you need. Or you see cars all over the place. It reveals who you are. It
You know? Who you are determines what you seek. Kung negosyante ka, every place na matao, prospective place for business. Bakit ko sinasabi ito? Kasi nung sinabi ng Panginoon, seek first the kingdom of God, He is reminding you that you are part of this kingdom. And that what should preoccupy your mind and consume your passion is the kingdom. Now everywhere you look, ang iniisip mo, how can I advance this kingdom? How can I represent this kingdom? Naalala niyo yung kwento ko nung nandun kami sa United Kingdom? Pinuntahan namin po yung kung saan nakatira ang mahal na reyna, Queen, sino nga yung Queen ng England? Elizabeth? Yeah? Everywhere you look, there's a touch of majesty, a touch of beauty, a touch of grandeur na mapapaah ka. Bawat cabinet, may mga porcelain, no, lahat po ng mga gamit, nakaayos lahat. Pati ho yung floor, makintab na makintab, kahit sa higyan. No. Napakaganda po ng kaharian, nung kung saan nakatira ang mahal na reyna. At dun po sa palasyo, bawal ang pangit. Huwag mo nang tingnan yung katabi mo. Bawal ang pangit. Dapat ho doon lahat magaganda. Pati ho yung mga ushers nila, pati po yung mga nagbabantay lang doon, ang gaganda po ng kasuotan. Kasi bawal po yung shabby, ang itsura, bawal yung hindi maganda ang tayo, ang tindig, barumi ang sapatos. Bawal po doon ang pangit. Why? Because you are representing a kingdom. Kaya when the Lord Jesus tells you, seek first the kingdom, sinasabi niya sa'yo, how are you able to represent my kingdom in its glory? Isang araw po, doon sa kaharian, sa palasyo na yon, meron pong isang sasakyan na karag-karag na nasa harapan ng palasyo. At nung makita ng mahal na reyna, nagalit. Kanino bang sasakyan yon? At nung sinabi, isa po sa staff sa kaharian, siya pag-aari niya yun. Pinatawag. Galit na galit yung mahal na reyna. You are not representing the kingdom well. Hindi kakarapat dapat sa lugar na ito dahil pangit ang sasakyan mo. At sa sobrang galit ng mahal na reyna, binigyan po siya ng pera, bumili ka ng bago. Mainam palang gagalitin ng mahal na reyna. If you're part of the kingdom, you're thinking of how you will represent the kingdom. You are a servant of the king. You are part of this kingdom. Kaya sa bawat galaw mo, kapatid, whether you're in the campus, whether you're in the office, pwede ba i-represent mong maigi si Jesus? Amen ba? Na kapag nakita ka ng mga tao, sabihin nila may kakaiba dito sa tao na ito. Eh. Bakit? Maharli kang dating eh. Para baka may dugong bughaw. Na kapag ka nakita ang tikas mo, ang tindig mo, ang pananalita mo, ang galaw mo, masasabi nila, parang ito, parang sa kare ng Encantadia to galing eh. Parang ganun. parang may kakaiba. Why? Because you are representing the king. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Wow. Si Pastor Deo, alam niyo, kilala niyo si Pastor Deo, di ba nag-speak siya dito nung the other Sunday? Sila pong mag-asawa ay Ang naunang nakarating ng Inglaterra ay si Pastora Ingrid as a physical therapist or nurse. No? So, siyang naunang napunta doon. Then, sumunod lang si Pastor Deo na talaga namang graduate ng Bible School at pastor. Ayaw ni Pastor Deo doon kasi mas gusto niya sa Pilipinas magpastor. Pero dala po nang nakita niya na may galaw din ng Panginoon at may pangungusap pa Panginoon, they decided to stay there. So dahil matagal na po doon si Pastora Ingrid, so siya po ay naging citizen. Dual citizen. Naging British citizen po siya. One time po, ay meron po silang biyahe from some part of Europe. And then yung sinasakyan po ng British Airways, no, kahit habulin po nila, hindi po nila inabot. Dumating po sila doon, late na sila. Eh, buntis po nun si Pastora Ingrid, meron siyang isang maliit na bata, buntis po siya, so tatlo sila, na pamilya. Tapos, 10 oras na ng gabi. Kausap niya yung, ano, yung receptionist, o yung nandun, nag-aayos. Sabi, pwede pa bang humabol sila for the next flight or what or anong pwedeng itulong sa kanila. So binigay po niya yung kanilang passport doon, nasa unahan po yung passport ni Pastor Deo, no? At alam mong sabi nung pinaka crew, yung ground crew. Sabi, "I'm sorry, we can't help you." Sabi nila, "We tried our best to be here." Ganon. "Well, it's your fault. You're late." "But what are we going to do?" Sabi niya ganon. We have a small boy and my wife is pregnant. What are we going to do? You check in, but you look for a hotel. You find the hotel for yourself. I can't help you. No? I can't help you. Just go. Leave." Ganon ka rude. E nagkataon, sa kung anong dahilan, nalaglag yung passport ni Pastor Deo. Eh kasi yung passport ni Pastor Deo, Philippine passport. Nalaglag na yun yung passport niya. Ang nakita ngayon ng ground crew, yung passport ni Pastora Ingrid na nakalagay British citizen. Ay, biglang nabago timpla. Sabi niya, "Do you mean you're a citizen of United Kingdom?" "Yeah." "I'm so sorry," sabi niya ganun. "Okay, I will book you in a hotel. And I will give you the first flight, the best seat tomorrow morning. We will give you voucher for food. And we will pay for it. Everything. Don't worry." Why? Because she's a citizen of the kingdom. Kapatid, you are a citizen of the kingdom. You have nothing to worry. Everything will be provided for you. Amen ba? Everything will be provided for you. Because you're a citizen of the kingdom. Kaya huwag ka na mag-alala. Sabi nga doon, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Praise God. Amen? Pwede ba palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? There was a golf player, very good golf player, who played with the king of Saudi Arabia. So, laro sila 18 hole. So, habang naglalaro sila, nagkukwentuhan sila, at tinuturuan nung golf player na to, yung king. So, the king really enjoyed playing with this golf player. Towards the end, tinanong nung hari, doon sa golf player, I really enjoyed playing with you. Tell me, what can I give you as you return to America? What can I give you?" Sabi nung golf player, "Your Majesty, nothing."
playing with you gave me such pleasure. That is the blessing in itself. Yun na yung gift ko. And I'm so happy playing with you, Your Majesty. So, sabi ng mahal natin, no, I insist. I want to give you something as a souvenir or something as a token of my appreciation. I want to give you something. Eh, dahil insistent yung hari, medyo na-embarrass na yung gold player. Eh, di, para lang may masabi siya doon sa gold, sa hari. Sabi niya, okay, your Majesty, just give me a club. A golf club. That's it. No? It's a golf club. Okay na po sa akin yun. Okay, sabi ng mahal na rin. Tomorrow, I will give the golf club to you. I will send my emissary and bring the golf club to you tomorrow morning. So, umuwi siya hotel, kinaumagahan, no, dumating yung emissary ng hari. And pagdating nung emissary, nagulat yung golf player kasi wala naman dalang golf club. Alam mo yung golf club, yung pamalo ng golf, di ba? Iniisip niya kasi, bibigay siya ngayon, golf club, yung merong pangalan niya, gold-plated na golf club. Nung kinausap niya siya ng emissary, ito na yung gift ng mahal na hari sa'yo, ni King Fahad ng Saudi Arabia, ito na yung gift sa'yo. No? Binuksan niya ata si case. Nakalagay doon, ito, golf club. 100 hectares. Golf country club. Alam mong inaasahan lang niya, golf club. Pero nasa isip ng hari, golf country club. Anong hinihingi mo sa Panginoon? Minsan natatawa ang Lord sa'yo, hinihingi mo lit-lit eh. Pero nasa isip ng Diyos, malaki. Alam mo kapag napaligaya mo ang hari, hindi mo alam kung anong pwede niyang gawin para sa'yo. Put a smile on the face of the king. Make him happy. And he will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. In the presence of the king, never ask for small things. Amen? Amen ba? Panghuli, mga kapatid, let me just remind you, you're not just a citizen of the kingdom. You're not just a servant of the kingdom. Kapatid, you are a son. You are a daughter of the King. Yung mismong hari, in all his splendor and his majesty, seated on his throne. Habang nakaluhod ka doon, no? At nanginginig sa kanyang harapan, sa kanyang kaluwalhatian, sasabihin niya sa iyo, I am your father. Wow. Classic yun, no? I am your father. Baka nakalimutan mo. Verse 32, bago mag-33 ng Matthew. Your father knows what you need even before you ask. And then saka sinabi, seek first His kingdom. So anong ibig sabihin nun? The King is your dad. Amen? The King is your Father. And He is a good, good Father. Amen?